The front door stood ajar. It bumped gently against the jamb in rhythm with the evening breeze. The screen remained wide open and was bent precariously around the aluminum frame. Pieces of broken glass from a shattered light bulb above had scattered across the porch, leaving behind a shadowy darkness draped across the front of the small house. The neighborhood remained quiet, a light blue one-story cottage eerily so. No outside illumination or motion lights flooded the front area. The blooming climbing vines and perfectly manicured bushes were eclipsed by the darkness. Headlights approached. A small dark vehicle pulled into the driveway. Waiting a moment before turning off the engine, a woman pushed open the car door and stepped out. The young redhead was dressed for the evening in a sparkly blouse and tight black pants. Wavering a moment in her spiked sandals, she looked at the house in curiosity, and then in disappointment. Quickly grabbing a warm jacket from inside the car and slipping it on, she walked up the driveway. "Janine, where are you?" she whispered, and headed to the front door, ignoring the shattered light bulb on the step crunching under her feet. She knocked on the door. "Janine," she said, more loudly, leaning closer to the opening. "We waited for you. You missed a great party." No response. The front door pushed open, revealing a darkened interior. "Janine?" The woman hesitated, but seemed to be pulled by an unknown force. She stepped over the threshold, not bothering to close the door, and moved through the living room. Confused by the darkness, she turned on a lamp sitting on a small table. The room lit up instantly. Everything seemed in place. The oversized beige couches with brightly colored throw pillows, the dark mahogany coffee table with neatly stacked magazines and books precisely centered appeared usual for Janine's house. It was always neat and organized. "Janine?" the woman said again. "Are you here?" The woman walked around and checked the kitchen and small bedroom, but there wasn't any sign of her friend. She eyed a piece of paper on the counter and decided to leave a quick note, scratching out that she had stopped by and asking Janine to call her when she got the message. She suddenly noticed a strange, high-pitched whistling noise coming from the other side of the living room. Curious, the woman moved closer to the sound. The back sliding door was slightly open. The crack was enough for the wind to invade and make a strange noise. Her foot touched something. A tall turquoise vase that had been sitting on a shelf nearby was now lying on the carpet. It seemed strange to her that it had been knocked over. She bent down and picked up the vase, replacing it on the shelf. She retrieved her cell phone from her pocket and tried calling Janine again. It rang numerous times and then went to voicemail, where Janine's upbeat voice said, "Hi, sorry I missed your call, but please don't hang up. Leave a message and I'll get right back to you." The greeting was followed by a quick beep. "Janine, it's Mandy again, and now I'm standing in your living room. Where are you, girl? Everyone was asking about you tonight. Hey, and you left your front door open. Call me." She ended the call. Mandy was about to head back to the front door to leave, but something stopped her. It didn't feel right. And instead, she stood at the sliding door, staring out into the large backyard where dense rows of pine trees and acacia bushes huddled around the house's boundary. During the day, the property appeared green and lush, but now it looked gloomy and foreboding. Mandy flipped on the outside light, but it only lit up the patio areas directly outside the house, and the extended wooded region still looked dark. She pulled open the sliding door, and the wind whipped through the house. It chilled her. Goosebumps scuttled up her arms. Worry now set in, and she didn't know what to do. Redialing Janine's number, Mandy listened to it sound again, and in unison heard the faint, far-off ringing of a phone somewhere in the distance. She stepped outside, trying to decipher where the ringing was coming from. "Janine!" she said, noticing that one of the outside chairs had been toppled over and lay precariously on its side.